Good morning all. In the car today, so not sure what the background noise will be like. Though I am using my microphone on my new earphones, my Skullcandy ones, which are proving to be very nice sound quality. I kind of wish that they had the sort of lanyard type earphone cable though. As far as I know, only Sennheiser do that. This is when one cable length to one of the ears is much longer than the other because it goes round the back of your neck. I quite like that design because then when I take the earphones out of my ears, they just hang down because the cable goes behind my neck and sort of holds them up. But no one seems to do them anymore, and Sennheiser's volume mic control thing is terrible, so that clearly wasn't going to be usable by me. Hence, I have the Skullcandies, which, as I say, sound quality is good. Cable's a bit longer than the Sonys I had as well. That's a question. Is it Sony or Sony? Not sure. The Sony I had. The Sony. The earphones made by that company. The cable on those was a little bit shorter than on the Skullcandies. That's quite convenient, the additional length. So, yeah, so far, full marks. Having rambled on about my earphones, I actually wanted to pick up quickly on the honesty, being honest. By Simon and conversation with Jacqueline. I don't really have much to add. I do get a feeling it's meandering around a bit, this topic. When I listened to Simon's first boo, I heard it as being honest in one of those scenarios when you're feeling really guilty about something and need to get it off your chest. And part of, even though it will hurt the person you need to tell, it felt like that. You know, you're in a position of weakness because you have this thing that you need to tell someone else, and you know, you have to be honest about your role in something, or your views, or what you did, whatever it might be. And you're kind of clearing out your own feelings about it as much as wanting to be honest. There's a definite subtext in those sort of conversations where you are trying to almost get absolution. You want the other person to acknowledge that you have finally been honest with them and it's all okay. And of course, those conversations don't always go like that. I do feel like if you are in that sort of situation, then you do have to. Well, I say you do have to. It's certainly easier to end up being honest and sort of, because essentially you're unburdening the problem onto the other person, and it then becomes their problem to handle it. I don't know, sometimes that's not necessarily the right thing to do. Usually it is, but you do have to be prepared to accept the consequences of your earlier actions that have resulted in you having to be honest now, if that makes sense. I can't think of a really good, simple example off the top of my head, hence this rambly, conversation-y bit. I don't know, and that's just my initial thoughts when I heard Simon's first boo about it.